Hey guys, this is Kitty.
And this is Crystal.
And this is What Gives You the Creeps.
This is our creepy podcast.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm
choking on something.
This is our creepy podcast, because I'm not sure if they heard me through your...
through your
guttural clearing of your throat.
All right, yeah. So yeah, we're going to start our podcast here.
Let's start it with some creepy facts about each other. So you're gonna tell me something creepy about you, and then you can tell me, I'll tell you a creepy thing about myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay. So we should probably mention we're from Toronto.
Yes.
So some of the stuff we talk about might be like Toronto based, just because we're probably gonna talk about shit that's current.
Yeah, close to home.
Close to home.
Yeah.
How cozy.
I know.
A murderer.
Cozy murder, creepy fucking things. Oh, and I'm going to swear in this. So if there's any children listening to hear about some murderers and ghosts.
Don't be under
16. Yeah, don't be under
16. When do people start swearing?
I don't know. My nephews are like 11 or so, 12. Sorry if I'm wrong, if they're listening. But I think they swear.
Okay, don't listen under 12. But also, like, if your parents don't want you to listen to, like, murder stories.
Yeah. If they don't want you listening, do not. We're not telling you to listen. So
No.
We're telling you to do the opposite.
This is an R-rated
podcast. NC-17.
Yeah. Does that exist anymore?
I don't think so.
I'm so off topic.
Okay, yes. Let's go back to it.
Okay.
Tell me something creepy, a little creepy tidbit about you.
Okay, so if you don't know who Paul Bernardo is, Paul Bernardo is an a-hole.
Yeah.
Him and his girlfriend.
Oh, they're married, bitch. They're married.
Many. They were. Oh,
they
got married.
They got married. Yeah, to Carla Homolka.
And how old were they? That's another thing I couldn't figure out.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they were like in college, because it was her little sister.
Does it tell me? I know that she was born around 1970, so I think he was
like
about the same.
Something.
They were 20 in their 20s. When he was
20s.
A teen to early 20s, he was known as the Scarborough Rapist. But yeah, he killed 3 people. One of those people, with the help of his wife, Carla Homolka,
was her sister.
Her name was Tammy.
Tammy.
So the creepy fact about Crystal, I think, has to do with Paul Bernardo.
Yeah, so he lived in Scarborough, Ontario.
Yeah.
Which is where I went to university. I went to University of Toronto, Scarborough campus. He actually went to that school. I'm pretty sure he's like the first plaque if you walk down the hallway of like graduates.
Ew.
His face is there. They smash it in all the time.
Oh.
They've probably put it up a couple times, but
yeah.
People just keep, so you can't actually see his picture.
Yeah.
Because the glass is shattered.
Mm.
Because, which is like understandable.
Yeah.
Like,
it makes sense.
See that face?
It's kind of weird that they'd be like, let's replace that so that, like.
Yeah, honestly,
I don't know.
I'm assuming they probably replaced it after it was, like, punched in the first time.
Yeah.
Maybe because he wasn't arrested yet.
And that wasn't that long ago. They were arrested in, what, 1985? 1995, I think. It took place in 93, and he, in 95, that's when he was convicted. But she wasn't, because that bitch got off, and
she's living her life
in, like, Quebec
Montreal.
Or some shit? Yeah.
She moved to Montreal, had children, got remarried, but she got kicked out of, like, volunteering from her kid's school, which is, like, cool, she got kicked out of something, but, like, you should be in jail.
Yeah. Like, they 100% know you're a liar. But, yeah, that's creepy that you went to the same school as him.
Went to the same school, walked the same halls, sat in the same classes, which is fucked up, and he, like, lived, and I'm pretty sure it's called, like...
I was gonna add something. That was really stupid, because you were, like, sat in the same chairs, and I was like, killed the same people. Like, I knew you weren't gonna go there, but my mind did. So I thought, for some reason, I thought that was funny. But yeah, sorry, continue.
No, we just talk about the murders. We don't actually.
We don't. Yeah.
Them.
Please,
this isn't Paul Bernardo, Carla Homolka.
No, oh my God, yeah. Like, I'm not Paul.
Pretty sure he's dead.
Paul? He's not dead.
Is he not dead?
No.
Oh, that's Ted Bundy.
Clever. That was clever. Was that planned? I don't think it was.
Anyways,
here's a creepy fact about me, you guys.
Kitty.
So yeah, my creepy fact about me is I actually share the same birth date as Ted Bundy. Not the year, obviously.
No.
That guy has not.
He'd be like 60.
He'd be like old. I don't know when he died, but he dead.
He's probably did.
Yeah, he did. So November 24th, I share that with Ted Bundy. And I share it with my nephew, Emmett. Emmett, if you're listening, hey, what's up, buddy?
You share your birthday with a serial killer.
I know he likes, he knows he does.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, some girl on a trading group online that I'm part of, she's actually in it as well. I'm actually in Min to this group, but she has some playing cards that are kind of like baseball cards, but they're for serial killers.
I've seen that.
And I was like, can I have a Ted Bundy one for my nephew? Is that a little creepy? Maybe. I'm all right with that.
I mean, this is the thing. We talk about serial killers, but we're not like, I want to kill someone one
day. And we're also not like, oh, they're so hot.
No.
We're more like, ew, they're awful people, but we find it interesting.
We don't want to be those people who, like, marry convicts in jail.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I could say my next one. I don't remember.
Okay, yeah,
what
both.
Is my
I don't remember his last name.
My next one. Okay. Well, this one's quite sad as well, and it takes place in Toronto. I'm not going to go into full depth of it right now.
It's still pretty
fresh. Because it's fresh and it's new and not all the facts out there. Police are still looking for the suspect that they even have in mind. The recent murder, there's a murder of a girl who was found in Church and Wellesley, and there's been a lot of missing people from that area. I don't know her name offhand, and I don't know if I'm going to say it right now anyhow.
Test someone.
I don't know her last name. She's actually from my hometown, North Bay. And my mom taught her and her sister, I'm pretty sure, in a small grade school. So it was quite sad whenever we found out that she actually was killed and discovered by her family in Toronto. But yeah, that's like a little kind of creepy tidbit about myself, just because that's kind of close to home. That's my hometown.
Yeah, it's fucking sad.
Yeah. Now, the one that we were talking about for you.
His last name sucks, just like him.
What is his last name?
Oberhammer.
Oberhammer. Imagine someone, though, is named Oberhammer and they're listening and now they're crying right now. I'm joking. I don't think anyone would really care.
Oh my god.
They're like, no.
No, when I say it sucks, it's only because it's related to someone who sucks. So I'm like,
also, Oberhammer. It's
Oberhammer.
A little funny.
It's funny. It could be cool, too.
It could be cool if you were, like, a scientist, but this guy's an awful person, so it sucks.
Dr. Oberhammer.
Doctor.
But this is not a
doctor. Dr. Oberhammer does sound like Dr. Uchter.
Yeah.
Is that pies that he sells or something?
Oh,
or
popcorn.
Muffins? Oh, Redenbacher.
No, that's Redenbacher.
That's all right.
Okay. This is going to happen a lot. We're not gonna...
Yeah.
Stay on topic. Anyways, his name is, as I creep my laptop, Stephen Oberhammer.
Yeah. So what happened with that?
Another Toronto one. Pretty creepy. I actually didn't realize it was like 2 years ago.
Really?
2015, I think. Mm. It said from October 2015 to like March 2016 or something. A few months.
Yeah.
He was basically just riding the TTC. I don't know if he was actually going anywhere. He was, like, purposely riding the TTC to
just be
creepy.
Yeah.
But there's four that were actually charged because what happened, he would, like, target young women on the bus who were sitting by themselves only.
Yeah.
You're with someone, you're fine. He's not after you, whatever. But he would, like, target young girls sitting by themselves, sit beside them, which is creepy. Imagine you're like on the seat on the bus that's close to the
window.
Side, and you're like stuck. And it didn't go into any detail about what he did, but I can just imagine.
Yeah, like you can use your imagination. Like, obviously he did something like really gross.
Yeah. And would sit beside these girls, sexually assault them, which is the words used in like the article. So I don't know what he did. And then, sorry, I don't know what's in my throat.
Emotion. But yeah,
it's really bad that I was like laughing, and then I was about to be like, and yeah, sexual assault. What was I saying?
Fuck. So no, but the segue is kind of what happened with you with him, because there's a connection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally didn't even think about that. So what happened was I saw it before any of this was anywhere.
Yeah, on the news or on any of that.
I was on the bus with him and I First, I'm just really like anxious and paranoid, and I always like think of the worst thing that could happen.
Same.
I'll be on a TTC bus, and I'm like, it's gonna fucking crash.
But yeah.
Like, it's a summer day and there's like no cars around.
Yeah,
it's like a Sunday.
Yeah. It's like every the driver's a perfect immaculate driver, but you're like, this bitch is going down.
Like shit. I wonder what would happen if the bus rolled four times.
I do that too. I don't know, man. But yeah.
So I was on the bus, I noticed he kept like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm like nervous clicking my pen.
That's all right. I just worry it will show up and people are like, what is that noise?
Oh.
It'll be like, click, 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 click.
That was me clicking my pen, sorry.
Whatever.
No more clicky pens for me.
So what happened on the bus with you and him?
He basically, I was sitting at like the first, when you walk up the little step, I'm sitting on like the first one.
Oh, the one that's kind of higher up?
But luckily someone was sitting beside me because he actually passed like people there, so who knows who he sat on that bus.
Yeah,
but
he
like,
could have been doing something to someone on that
could
bus.
Have been one of the people he
but
assaulted.
I knew
I'm like, something's up with this guy. Like, he was like looking at people but like for way too long, and he was only looking at women, and it was like he was searching for someone to like target, like you could tell. And then I just got off the bus, I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'm probably just being paranoid. Then his picture is all over everything.
And you knew. You just
and
knew
I was like, that's
dude.
The fucking guy.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Creepy guys stand out in your mind. You remember what they look like for the most part. At least I do whenever I'm places. And I'll be like, I better remember this guy's face.
Yeah.
Just in case, like, because so many crappy things happen, right?
Yeah.
And whatever.
But I was also kind of, like, questioning myself a little bit after. Like, should I have... Because they were looking for him, right?
Yeah.
They found him at his house because so many girls... saw his picture.
Yeah.
Because the first girl took a picture of him on the bus, and then other people were like, he did that to me too.
Oh, shit.
So I feel like, fuck, what if I could have been like, called them up and said, someone's being creepy on the bus.
Yeah.
But then what if he wasn't doing
anything? But no, Matt, that's the problem, because like, we always self-question ourselves, being like, oh, maybe it's just me. Like, we don't always trust our instincts.
Yeah.
But also, like, imagine if we are wrong, we'd be like, this guy looked creepy. And it's like, oh, I was just literally looking around, or like, I don't know.
But I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, shit.
You
like,
knew.
I saw this person who they were like. But I think they already found him at that point. So I was like.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's pretty
creepy.
His face creeps me out still.
Is he ever, like, in your dreams?
Maybe, like, directly after.
Yeah.
Because imagine, like, seeing it on, like, a Toronto police service. I'm clicking it again. Imagine seeing someone you saw in person on, like, a wanted thing or something, and you're like, shit. Like, I didn't even think twice about it. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, they probably found him.
With, like, dreams and stuff, do you normally, like, do you dream of people?
Segway.
Yeah, it's a segue. Do you like this? Oh, with dreams and shit. This wasn't planned. With dreams, do you dream of people you know a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. I dream not, like, I've never had a dream about you. Got very dark in here all of a sudden.
Cause the screws.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was like, holy shit, what the fuck?
No, I have dreams about people I know a lot, actually.
But wait, I asked you specifically, did you ever have a dream about me?
Probably.
Really?
So, yeah. I'm sure because...
Did I ask that? I don't know if I did. I might have thought that and not said it.
You probably said it.
I don't think I've ever dreamt about you.
But like, anyone in general?
I've dreamt about this guy. You know who I mean. I don't know what to say. Dreamt about him many times. And always, like, the weirdest thing.
Can't even
thing.
Say his nickname because it'd be obvious.
Yeah. I almost want to. I don't fucking care. No, never mind. It's not part of the show.
We'll keep other people
out of our
happiness.
But, yeah, this guy. So I'd always dream about him. I dream about my exes, but I wouldn't be able to see their faces. Or they'd be my other exes if they'd done something similar. Like, if my first boyfriend cheated on me, my second boyfriend... when I found out he cheated on me, I'd have dreams, but he'd have my old boyfriend's face and be like, no, it's still me. Like, it was, you know, like, I'd be like, no, it's not, you're the same. And I was like, my mind, like, oh, you're the same because you're both cheaters. Huh, whatever. But I've dreamt once about, when I was really little, about my brother. But I still to this day do not think it was a dream. I was telling you about this earlier. I do not think it was a dream because I was sitting up. And I don't get those sleep paralysis things either. I don't get that where it's like I can't move and I'm awake and I'm asleep, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This, I remember sitting up in bed. I had a raccoon toy. I was holding it.
There's clowns in this story.
Oh, yes, there's clowns. If you're scared of clowns, watch out because there's a clown.
coming.
Yeah, he's a coming for you. So yeah, I'm sitting in bed and I see my brother. He comes into my room and he kind of looks like he's glowing a bit, but not really. Like, just something about him. I'm like, how can I see him so well? And he looks nervous. I'm like, so and so, bro, why are you, bro? I'm like a 5-year-old or something. Hey, bro. And he isn't talking, and he like shakes his head, and he just looks really worried. And I'm like, ugh. And then he quickly changes, and he turns into this clown. And I'm not scared of clowns. Some people are scared of clowns. When I was two, a clown came to my house for my birthday. He was like actually like my dad's friend in a costume, but whatever. He was a clown. He had a bumblebee on his nose. I thought he was cool. I'm not scared of clowns.
A bumblebee, like
yeah, like a fake little bumblebee. It was part of his character. He had a bumblebee on his nose. So I was never scared of clowns. So my brother is in my room and he looks worried, and then he switches as his clown, and then I'm like, what? He switches back. Look, my brother looks like he's like coming closer and looking more worried and more worried, and then he starts switching back and forth so quickly, and then the clown's hair stays on my brother, so he's actually like part clown. And at that point, he had raised his hand to his mouth and his mouth was open, and he looked like he was about to say something, and he looked like he was gonna like cry, like he was so scared of something and wanted to tell me something. And I was remember just being like, what is it, tell me, da, 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 da. And I don't know what happened, but like something in my room fell, and then I ran out of my room to my parents' room. But it was like, it scared the shit out of me, but I don't remember waking up. Mm-hmm. And I know like some people would be like, oh, well, you're asleep. I remember, I feel like if I was sleeping and it was a nightmare, I feel like I would remember that. I remember physically sitting up and being like, what the fuck is this thing in front of me?
Yeah, that's freaking
I don't
creepy.
Know.
Did you ever like figure out like why you were dreaming of your brother and a clown in
no.
the same, or like?
When I was younger, that sibling and I were probably closest because like if my other brother beat me up, that brother would be like, no. But yeah, like, I don't know what would have caused it or triggered this. Because,
did you, like, tell
people before or after?
Like, after? Like,
told my mom and my dad, and they were like, you're dreaming, you're having a nightmare. And I was like, okay. But that happened a few times when I was little, where things, I thought I saw someone looking. This is not, I didn't tell you about this one. I saw someone looking in a window, and her face was really tiny and very small. And I saw them looking in our window, and it's like the second story up, so there's no way like someone could reach it. And me being a child was like, I just saw an elf. And I remember telling them all, I saw an elf. So they all thought I was being precocious and lying, like
yeah.
a little kid being like,
yeah.
I just saw an elf outside, da da da. And I remember someone like lifting me up out the window to look, and then I looked up and I saw a plane with flashing red lights, and I thought it was Rudolph. So I was like, it's Rudolph, I just saw an elf, oh my god. But I still remember seeing like a very tiny doll-like face out the window, and maybe I lied about it so much that I now remember like visualized like
That's
pictured
the thing,
something.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like a big liar as a kid. Like I don't remember being like a big like, oh, that's whatever. Like I pretended stuff, but I knew they were pretend. And I was really logical as a kid. I never was like, when I grow up, I want to be a cupcake or like a I don't know something. Like, when I grow up, I want to be like president. I don't know, something like unrealistic. Do you know what I mean? Like I never was like, I'm gonna be an astronaut. I'd be like, most likely we're not gonna be astronauts. So I wouldn't be the type who would be like, oh, let's make up a story and tell my whole family that there's an elf outside my room. But
yeah.
What about you? Because I was asking you about dreams, about dreaming of people. Did you ever have any like sleep paralysis
now
or nightmares?
Now that you said that, like it's pretty similar. It's similar stuff because, like, I remember it now as it like 100% being for real.
Yeah.
And like even to this day, even in high school, I remember like I'll have like nightmares to the point where I'm crying. I'm waking up like shaking,
really?
Screaming, talking in my sleep, like all this shit.
Oh, you talking in your sleep?
Yeah.
Man, we should do like a podcast of you sleeping and see what words you say. My brother used to talk in his sleep. I remember he was like, oh, what was his name? In his dream, it was like, this isn't funny anymore, Tim. Give her back her hat. Yeah. I remember that as a child, and I remember dying. Yeah, this isn't funny anymore. Just give her back her hat. And I was like, whose hat? Who's this person?
Oh my God.
You're dreaming about people stealing someone's hat and you're trying to be like a hero? Like, what is this?
Tim.
No, I don't know if it was Tim. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound, didn't feel right when I said it.
No.
I have dreams where I can control them. I can control my dreams. Sounds creepy, but I can control, like, I'm in my dream and I'm like, man, I'm dreaming again. And then I'm like, oh, I'm in the same place. Lots of time I'm in the same house.
Are you like an astral projector?
I don't know. I wish. I'm like, why am I not floating places at night? I want to.
I need a match.
Lucid dreaming is what it's called, I think. Sometimes I'm not, though, but I can pass to different people in my dreams as well. But sometimes I've had this dream, but I haven't had it in years, which is sad. I think as soon as I started telling people about it, I haven't had it anymore.
Oh, shoot.
I had a dream where I'd always go back to this place, and it would be kind of like a book place, but like a bookstore.
Yeah.
But some of it was like, the walls weren't there, so it was like outside. So I remember going in, and I'd have to look in this bookcase, like a jewelry kind of case where it's open, and I'd select one of the items in there, and depending on which one I'd select, I'd do something else in another dream that I wouldn't know.
Ooh.
So I went there, and there's always someone in the dream who doesn't remember me, or like there's tons of people, no one remembers me in the dream. I'll come into the same bookcase place, and I'll go in, and I'm like, oh, like, and I'll see the same people. But they won't know me, but I'll look and I'll find the one person who's like staring at me, because that person remembers that I was there before. So like I went up to like the shopkeep the one time and he was like, you're back. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm back. And then he's like, which one are you picking this time? And I think I've only had it twice, maybe one more where I don't remember. And I remember the last time I picked like a scarf and it let me like control the wind. And as soon as I picked it, I was transported to this like empty road with like weird abandoned plantation houses, like, do you know, mm-hmm. like Forrest Gump, there would be like a road that's almost like dirt and there'd be like a random house with like fields and then you wouldn't see another house for like what, miles. It was like that. So then I was like doing something with the scarf and like all this wind was going, and then I woke up and I was like, oh shit, I didn't get to finish what I was supposed to do with that. I don't know, man, I have weird dreams. I had a dream once where one of my friends got killed. I'm a liar. I had a dream about one of my friends in high school, when I was in high school with them, and she was being so slow in the dream, and she wouldn't leave, and someone reached their arm in the car and slit her throat in front of me, and then I shoved her out the car door and drove off.
Did you like this person?
No, I liked her, but it was like a zombie or something, like something where like we needed to go, and she was like, just a minute, hold on. And I'm like, roll up the window. Like, do something. Like, get out of here. Like, just drive. She's like, no, I have to put my seatbelt on. No, I have to check the mirrors.
Sounds really annoying.
Yeah, like, maybe she just annoyed me that day at school. And then I was like, bitch, you dead in my dream today. maybe something like that. Like, maybe next time you'll listen to me.
Oh,
and it was like
God.
Me being like, you guys should get curly fries. And she's like, I'm getting straight fries. Screw you. And then
I'm not gonna die.
And then I'm like, that later in that dream, I'm like, you should have listened to me.
Fuck you.
But yeah, I don't
curly
often
fries
dream.
Are for bitches.
Yeah, I don't normally have dreams about people I know.
No, I've had dreams a lot. This is how I know it was like a child thing.
Because
a lot of mine, super vivid, like to the point where I was probably 4 and I remember them now.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's rare for you to remember things as a child.
Yeah.
But like, they were always like movie based.
Hmm.
But like, I slept with the lights on until I was like 20 something.
What?
So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been scared of the dark till maybe like a few years ago.
I just thought of another creepy thing, but I want to let you keep going.
So basically, we're holding hands. Basically, like, it sounds like so stupid, but like they were Kitty.
Not me. Not me. There's a cat.
Hey.
She's talking to the cat.
Sorry.
I got, I'm like, they're going to get confused. Because my name's Kitty. They're like, what did you do?
She was scratching the couch.
It's her cat, though, not me. Oh, I got scared there for a second.
Sorry.
It's so dark in here. I was like, what am I doing? Oh my God, what did I do? Sorry.
You need to learn. Not you again. That was the cat.
Go from holding hands to her getting pissed off.
I went too far.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
Oh, okay. Where were we?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
you're vivid.
They
dreams
sound
children.
they sound like really dreams children. They sound like really like silly.
Yeah.
But like they were really, really terrifying, and like even when I think about them now, they were really scary.
And they're movie based?
They're all like characters. Like one was The Grinch, which is funny because it's my favorite movie.
Really? Like the
Jim Carrey version.
Oh, the Jim Carrey version.
But that's my favorite movie. I watch it all the time.
I would watch that right
but
now.
As
I
a
like
child. For some reason.
How the fuck? How old are you? I feel
little.
I feel like I was very old when The Grinch came out, so now that makes me feel very old that you were like, but I was a baby. I used to have dreams about The Grinch. And I'm like, oh, that cartoon version, I watched that as a child. And you're like, no, the one with Jim Carrey. And I'm like,
oh my god, that is funny.
Yeah, I'm old.
Because okay. I was definitely under like 10.
Wow. Okay.
Or 12
well,
at
that's
most.
Right there is, that's like the creepiest thing we've said the whole time to me. I'm like, ew. Keep going though. Okay, so you had a nightmare about the Grinch?
Yeah, but it's funny because like, he's, I know, see, you're doing it too. You're holding the pen. Because he's a funny character. It's Jim Carrey. Love all his movies.
Oh, yeah.
Love that movie. But it was because I also, like, peed the bed, like, very late in life, too.
Yeah.
I had a lot of, like, sleep and nighttime-related issues.
Yeah. I know someone else who doesn't love
that. Like, I
was gonna name it, but I'm like, I can't name them. So I was like, that was awkward the way I just said it. I'm like, I know someone who does, too. It makes it sound like it was me. Whatever. I don't care, man.
But yeah, so like his, because of that, like when I used to have an allowance as a child, like they would try to get me to stop sleeping in my parents' bed.
Oh.
Because I was that terrified to the point where they said like, yeah, I was like, the dark and like shit just freaked the shit out of me.
I'm like the opposite of you.
I know, but like now I'm like, oh, I just love creepy, I love horror movies and shit.
When I was, I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish. But...
When I was a kid, I would be like, make sure all the lights are off. You want a nightlight? No. I'm like, I want it pitch black in my room.
Oh, no,
I'd want
never.
Them to shut the door. I would shut the door. My parents would reopen it a crack with the hall light on, and I'd be like, I can't sleep with it being pitch black.
Oh, my God.
I was like the crazy kid. I didn't want, I was like, no light, I need my darkness.
And the fact that it took until, like, I'm pretty sure at least, like, I remember being on res in university and still having to sleep with light on.
I
it
never
wasn't
got
full
that.
On lights, but like, laptop or TV or something.
Okay,
but yeah, anyway, so the dream with him was, it was like related to real life. But
yeah.
It was because that
with
was
the Grinch.
Like so traumatizing, like, having to sleep by myself. And like, my parents' room was down the hall, but like the hall was not that long. Like when you think of a hall, you think like three bedrooms in between.
Yeah.
Like, no, it was short. So my dream was, as a kid, I used to try to sleep by myself, wake up, go down the hall, go to my parents' bed, sleep in their bed. So one time I woke up.
Wait, so that was the dream that you would actually dream you did that?
I had a dream I did that.
Okay, but you didn't.
Like regularly, I did that as a kid. I would wake up.
Yeah.
Probably fall asleep for 5 seconds and then have to go to my parents' bed.
Yeah.
So I was terrified. But then I had this, I swear, like, to this day, I'm like, I swear to God, the Grinch was fucking chasing me down a fucking hallway. Like,
oh my God. Sorry, I'm laughing at you.
No, because it's ridiculous. I'm like, it's funny because it's my favorite movie. That's why it's really
weird.
How the switch happens. But he chased me down the hallway as I ran down the hallway and then yelled at me in my bed over my face, like, if you get up one more time, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna get you, and like, you're gonna be in so much shit. Bubble, probably didn't swear, but like, like just yelling at me for doing it. But then
what if you were like sleeping and your dad was like,
you
walked in there, you fell asleep, and then they picked you up and brought you back, and he was leaning over you while you were half asleep, being like, if you get up again, you're in trouble, da da da. And your mind made it be the Grinch saying it to you.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe, man.
Or
but
maybe
like,
maybe you just thought of the Grinch.
It was the Grinch. It was a Slappy from Goosebumps did that too. He chasing down the hallway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, I feel very old here.
He chased me out in the hallway, and then it was like another movie-related thing. Like, do you know the movie, the horror movie Tooth Fairy or something? I think it's, or no, it's Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls.
And she was a witch in like a big black cape that would just be like flying in the corner if you turn the lights off.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, but I know that one. Yeah.
So I watched that when I was in high school. I would be sleeping, my parents' bed, and wake up, and her fucking face is just in my face, and she's floating over me.
That's like, scary. That's like, that's sleep paralysis.
Yeah. These are all, and the Jeepers Creepers dude was over me once. Like, all, like, movie things, can't get them out of my face.
How old were you when Jeepers Creepers came out?
That's another under, like, probably under 14 at least.
Oh, okay, good. I don't feel that bad. So I was in high school, and I was, like, 13, 14 in high school. So, yeah, okay. All right.
But, yeah, the dreams are, and then the dreams went from, like, childhood, like, oh, the Grinch is chasing you, to, like, I don't even remember the actual dream, but I'll literally wake up like shit. On Res ones, I woke up bawling and had to go into my bathtub and was literally shaking back and forth.
Fuck.
And I, yeah, you're better now, but.
You're better. Know. They're better now.
I haven't really had a nightmare in a long time, but mm-mm.
Man, I have dreams I don't like, but I usually stop them and wake myself up. So I'm lucky that way. There's only been a few times where when I had a dream, it was very graphic, and I remember stopping it. I think it was something like someone killing an animal or something, and I remember stopping it and making them redo it, and normally when I redo it, they won't do it that second time because they can control it. Yeah. Second time, they just did it again, and then I was like, nope, and I woke myself up because I was like, what the fuck?
Oh.
How long are podcasts normally?
The ones I listen to are like an hour and something.
Oh, good. I can fill
that's
this.
That's with editing.
So. We can fill this time up forever.
We can keep on chatting.
Yeah. I'm going to segue. Let's go back. For Christmas, with my nephew who has the same birthday as me, he loves horror movies and everything. So I got him a Georgie figurine.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So I don't know how the heck I'm going to get that home, though. It's a mannequin. It's freaking.
Oh, where did you even find that?
Oh, I got it from this trading group I'm on online. One of the guys, he tried to submit it to the group that I am in, and I saw it before a few other people, so I was like, hey, I'll just give you money for that. Anywho, okay, now I'll tell this ghost story. Do you want to hear a ghost story?
Yes.
Okay. So when I wasn't born yet, but when my sister was born, who's older than me by quite a few years, sorry, I don't mean it like that. When she was a kid, my mom would come into our rooms, even with my room, even with me wanting to sleep in pitch black, even when I was alive. She did, because my dad, this is a story when I wasn't. So my mom would, but her first thing, she'd come in the room talking to us, she'd go check the closet first, then come over to the bed and say goodnight to us before leaving. So my sister used to be in my bedroom. And I think maybe I was born. I probably was a baby because I would have been in the room upstairs. So my sister was in the basement, and they turned this old toy room into her room. So the light switch is on the outside of the room. So the light was already off because my mom turned it off. Mom comes in and is like, oh, how was your day? Asking her about school. Checks the closet, da-da-da. Because kind of like to make them feel better, make us feel better, like checking for monsters, but without actually saying we're checking for monsters. Yeah. She's just like, oh, I'm just checking your closet to make sure everything's hung up. Makes her feel better. She's like, whatever, talking to her. Starts coming towards the bed, talking to my sister. My sister's just like, oh, yeah, today I went out and did this, Mom, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. On flicks the light. And then my mom leans in and is like, who are you talking to? And my sister's like, that was real, like that happened. So my sister saw and heard my mom come into the room. I don't even know, maybe the woman didn't talk.
Yeah.
Or maybe she didn't say anything. She just came in, checked the closet, started coming towards the bed. Mm-mm. And my sister was talking. So, but yeah, she remembers that, and my mom flicking on the light and being like, who are you talking to? And then that figure was gone. And I'm like, that's freaking creepy as fuck. I also, that closet downstairs, I remember it having a trap door in the ceiling of it to our attic, which was in the basement, so that doesn't make sense. But I remember them opening up a door and showing me something when I was a kid. And how is that possible? Because I remember them doing it from my room. My room's an attic. It was completely black. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
But I remember that room, them telling me it had a little latch that I could look in. And there is no latch, there's nothing, so I was like, I must have made that up.
Yeah.
But I always thought that was creepy, that it was that room.
Mmm.
Yeah. That, yeah. So my sister has a lot of creepy things happen to her, actually. Her house, I think, has ghosts. I have a story about her house. Her house, she lives in Barrie now. And my sister will say, like, she'll put her keys always in the same place. And this is before she had kids. And her husband doesn't touch her.
Sorry.
Oh, bless you. Her husband doesn't touch her keys, right?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I don't know what's going on.
Yep. Wait for it.
What's going on? Oh, no, it's good. Oh,
I got shot. For the podcast. So, yeah, her husband has his own set of keys. There's no way he'd move hers. And she'd find them moved, and she was like, what the heck? Same thing with, like, mittens. She's very particular and tidy, mm-hmm. where she puts things the same place every day, and then they'd be in a weird place, like, not making sense place.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought that was weird. Her dog would, like, stare at things and, like, start freaking out and barking. And then one time when I was staying there, it was where my niece's room is now. But it used to be just like a little spare room with a futon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in that room, and you know how, like, when you're low to the ground and you can see the below the door, there's like when someone passes, you can see their feet kind of.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't actually see like physical feet and toes and stuff, but you see like the shadow of their feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I see someone go by because I'm just like awake and I can't sleep. I hear someone go to use the bathroom, which is right next door to mine, which I thought was weird. Because my sister's bedroom, which is directly across a little hallway from me, has its own bedroom. So I'm like,
yeah.
Who's using the bathroom? There's also a bathroom downstairs where my parents are. But I'm like, oh, someone got up. Like, maybe her husband's in her bathroom and she's
yeah.
coming to use mine. I don't know. But I just thought it was kind of weird. I heard the flush of the toilet, the sound of the sink. But I couldn't hear them going to the washroom. But I heard kind of like noises in there. And I'm like, okay. And then I can hear them coming down the hallway back towards my room. And then I don't hear them move anymore. And I look and I can see, it looks like there's the 2 feet in front of them. But I'm like, I don't know if there is or if it's just like, that's how it looks already. Like, I'm like, oh, maybe that's just how the light shines in. And then someone knocks slightly. And I was like, what do you want? For some reason, have you noticed that at the beginning of each taping, there's like a little thing, weird thing where it's like a little noise where it sounds like me going like, whoa, but I'm not. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh my god.
But I thought that was weird as well.
When we listen to this, if there's like shit in the background, I'm gonna be
no,
like,
literally,
time to move out.
Chris.
No.
I don't think so. What was I talking about? Oh, my sister's house. Okay, so I can hear someone getting up, going to the washroom, yada yada. Then I hear someone knocking. I'm like, what? What is it? And it was an old house, so it was a kind of doorknob where you turn it. But it doesn't fully open the door, it just moves. And then
mm-hmm.
if you were to push on it because there's extra room, that little latch that holds the door closed makes a rattling noise if you move the door, just if you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So the door was rattling a bit, and I'm like, what are they doing? So I get up, and I open the door, and I was like, what? And there's no one there.
Ooh,
and I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, I must have misheard a knock. I'm like, I didn't hear it, and it must have been like heat expanding. And the door moved a little bit. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go back to bed, and I'm like, kind of freaked out a little bit. But I'm like, my head's low to the ground, and I can see the floor, and it looks clear this time. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, maybe someone walked by, and I just thought I heard something. And then a little while passes. I can't sleep. I'm like, my eyes are closed, and then I kind of hear a noise in the hallway, and I can see the thing, the feet in front of the door again,
Mm-mm.
and the door rattling. And then turning one way, turning the other way, turning back to normal, then rattling. And then I hear a knock again, and I'm like, oh my god, someone's messing with me. And I was
yeah.
like, I'm freaking ale. And I'm like, what do you want? Which is such a freaking cliche
mm-hmm.
thing in a horror movie before you freaking
yeah.
die. But I'm like, what do you want? And then it's like, rattle, rattle, rattle. And I was like, so that time I was pissed. I was like, you were trying to scare me? How dare you? So I run there, open the door, because I can see them. Like, I can see their feet. I know 100% this time there's someone there.
Yeah.
Open it up, and I'm like, what do you want? No one's there. And I'm like, frig. And then I'm like, oh, they're hiding in the bathroom. They're going to try to scare me. So I
yeah.
lean out into the hallway a little bit and look. And I look this way, and I'm like, oh, wait, there's just the wall. And I look across at my sister's room and try to see if, like, maybe she's there. Because my sister's a little bit of a prankster, but I didn't think she'd be doing that. There's no one there. There's no one. The bathroom's black or whatever.
Yeah.
But I look. And I could see that my sister has a dog, right? I said that earlier. Her dog's in her crate, running in circles, around and around and around and around,
no.
nonstop. And I'm just like, what? what the heck? And she looks like nuts, like unless it gets late at night. So I was like, nope, shut the door, went downstairs, slept in the room with my mom downstairs, which I never do as an adult. I would but just something about the whole thing. I knew that there was someone outside my door, and they were rattling it, and they were, I could see their feet. There was no friggin' way. That was gross.
And so she still lives in this house?
Yeah. It's her daughter's room that she's in now.
Well, I'm guessing if it's not to the point where, like...
Nothing, like, bad happened. I think it's might even just be energy of, like, other things. Like, I don't think that's, like, more poltergeisty, but not unfriendly. Just, like, feelings, not necessarily like people ghosts.
Yeah.
But yeah, she thinks there's ghosts. I wish her, like, when they were little kids, they sometimes see stuff. I wish my nephew or niece would have been like, oh, well, no, I don't wish this. That's if you're proud of me. But, like, it would be more concrete if they were like, oh, yeah, that's Mr. Bojangles or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, my God, that's what I call my boyfriend.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Bojangles. I don't know why I thought of that. That's creepy. I didn't know that. I don't know. Like, but, yeah, imagine... Maybe she wouldn't say that because your boyfriend, but like, oh, it's Mr. Doo-doo-doo, and she's like, yeah, he's nice or something, and we're like, where is he? He's right there behind you or some shit. Like, that would be more definitive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I suppose there's little other creepy things. I'll ask her sometime for like more elaborate stories. But yeah, I always found that really creepy. That happened to me.
It's kind of funny to think, like, a little bump in the night that you hear. That was so cliche, bump in the night. Yeah. But, like, a little noise you hear, like, while you're alone, could literally be, like, if there are, like, spirits in the sense that, like, their energy can move stuff.
Yeah.
When they pass things. It could literally, like, what if a ghost is like, oh, shit, I stubbed my toe on a fucking table or something. No, and that's the noise you hear, and you're like, it's fucking haunted.
Yeah, like, oh my god, it's haunted, but it's just them being like, oh, oopsie.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Whoopsie doodle. Oh my god, oopsie daisy.
Or like, oh, shit. How often Canadians say, like, sorry to inanimate objects?
No.
The ghost is like, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
You silly bitch. But you know what I mean? Like, it could literally be like a ghost passing through a door because they're like, oh shit, I can do this.
Oh my god. Oh, look at me. Look at me go. Ooh. And I'm like,
oh my god. If that's what, if it's literally ghosts that are making it, I'm sure they're not, or they're I'm going to drop this.
I'm literally
so I can
like
scare someone.
Picturing like ghosts, that movie with him with like the penny. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And him, like, moving shit. Also, like, if there's ghost people, hypothetically, what if there's ghost animals? What if a lot of those things where things
no
are falling off?
About
that's
that.
Just cats. What if it's just ghost cats? Do you
cats
know things
would be really annoying.
Fall off the things?
Yeah.
That's just ghost cats. What if there's not even ghost people? Because people go away and people are like, well, ghost animals are around. Ghost animals be like, bitch, I'm going to knock that thing off
the
there.
The thing, too. You know how
we should
usually
make a movie about that where it's just, instead of it being like, it looks like it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
But it's not. And then it ends up being like, they find out just,
at
it's
the
annoying.
End,
it's like ghost cats knocking things off the freaking thing.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
But like, it's funny that people always assume ghosts are people.
Man.
But like,
what about ghost bugs? I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going.
Okay, you're pushing
I don't know where I'm going. Like, they
were
the ghost of a centipede. Like, I don't know.
They're creepy enough alive.
I know, man.
Ghost but like spiders. You know how people say the reason why ghosts exist because they have to like come back because they're not finished.
Unfinished business.
Whatever. A fucking cat's not gonna have. It's gonna be like, I didn't catch that mouse that one day.
Yeah, like man, fuck, man. I didn't like lay in the sun for 5 hours.
There's something I didn't knock off the table, so I have to come back as a ghost
and do that.
Oh
my god.
Fuck. Why are we both like
sweaty? We're sniffly. I don't know if it's gonna sound delicious. Talking about ghosts makes my nose run. Like, I don't know where that went. I auditioned for one of those paranormal TV shows once. I don't know, am I allowed to talk about it? Probably. I have no idea.
What's that ticking noise?
I did hear it.
That's just, this is what I'm not used to, is being in an apartment. There's sounds like, from doop, all doop. Around. Someone could drop something and you're just like, it's a ghost. But then I realize,
it's a person.
There's people upstairs.
There's peoples around.
People live here.
Peoples. I had to pretend that there was a ghost dog killing.
You told me this.
Killing my ghost cat in a
Yeah. I didn't really.
For fun. It sounded like you were just like, I had to pretend one.
No, yeah, I had to do it for an audition. Oh, that's my hiccups. I'm so sorry, you guys.
But she's not joking.
I'm not joking. They just come out of nowhere, and it's not me getting scared. But yeah, I didn't get it. That's one of my goals, though, I think, to be on one of those first, just a paranormal reenactment show.
Yeah.
Once I have that, I'll move on to something else that's higher up. But I feel like that's a good realistic goal.
But they must hire tons of people, because how many different actors do they need every time they do a reenactment for one scene?
Thanks for the salt in the wound. They hire so many actors, but they still didn't hire you, bitch.
They hire so many actors, but you didn't get the job.
Is exactly what it sounds like, but I meant it as in, like, you have so many more opportunities.
Keep getting it. I knew. I thought of the worst case scenario.
Shit's awkward.
Oh my god. And with that, we're never talking about this again.
This is the first and the last.
Yeah. Look, everybody. What else were we?
I think that was it for the first one.
Yeah.
Right? It's a little shorty.
It's a little short.
Shoddy.
That's about 50 minutes without
editing.
That's
pretty good.
So we could do like a first one be maybe a half hour.
Yeah. This is our creepy shit.
What would it say? This gave us the creeps.
You look so excited.
It was.
I
couldn't remember it when I did. I was like, oh, yes. This gives us the creeps. I feel like the potatoes and the burgerade earlier just kicked in and gave me some energy.
Dense
with carbs. That's so awful. God. That's what gave us the creeps.
That's what I was gonna say.
What gave you the creeps?
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
There's no way for you guys to tell us that now, unless...
Can you hear that?
Can you hear something?
Yeah, high-pitched noise. You can hear that? I also have, like, hearing, like, Daredevil, so... Okay, it's gone. So, yeah, what gives you the creeps? Tell us. Like, right now, I did tell you at the beginning of this, if you even remembered that far back, because I know this has been a little journey... that you're on with us, but I said my name was Kitty Meowdos and her was KF40.
KAYEFF 40, to clarify. I said that like so sassy.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, you're like,
actually, it's.
And mine's Kitty Meowdos, so Kitty Meow.
Like a cat.
DOWS. That's on Instagram. You can find me there. You can ask me tons of questions. You can be like, bitch, you're freaking both you guys suck. Be like, bitch.
You can.
Yeah, you can do anything you want, man.
This is our trial, though. So be nice.
Follow your dreams. And like, let us know what you want us to talk about, or if you have like a story about like you or you when you were growing up that was creepy. Like, tell us. We want to know what gives you the creeps.
That was good.
Yeah, that was.
You want to know, like, this is creepy because the light of the laptop is, like, shining on your face like a campfire. Ooh. When someone's telling a story.
This has been submitted for the Midnight Society, whatever. Follow that TV show, man. Are you afraid of the dark? I added one of those guys on my Facebook. The guy who was, like, the guy with the nerdy guy with the glasses. Are you afraid of the dark? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
He had, like, glasses.
Yeah.
And dark hair. He became like a weatherman, and I found him on Facebook, and I added him.
How do you go from Are You Afraid of the Dark to the weather?
I don't know, man. He just kept climbing that ladder. I don't know. But yeah, they were going to do like...
From campfires to thunderstorms.
They were going to do like a remake of that.
Of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah. And they were going to do like a thing at Christie Pitts. Where they light a fire and talk about, are you afraid of the dark? Aliens? Sure.
Yeah,
ghosts?
Why not?
Yeah. Murders? Yes.
Murderers? Animal ghosts?
We touched briefly on that.
If anyone has anything further.
Yeah, like, please tell me. I want to know. And next time, here's a little tidbit. Next time, let's talk about Ouija. Is that how you say it?
It's spelled Ouija, but it's Ouija.
Ouija, that's yeah. it. Yeah. Why did I call it a Ouija?
I thought you were joking, because I'm like, no. We say the word Ouija all the time.
I know, but it, do you know, like, I had a brain fart, and then you had a real fart?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, next time.
I ain't ashamed. Maybe yeah, we should, like, wrap it up with our Instagrams again and just...
Yeah. But I feel like we could just edit it so that's, like, throw this part in and then put that ending on it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right. I wanted to say, and that's what grinds my gears.
That's what grinds my gears.
I don't know why it like immediately was like, because of family.
I remember. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. So write us. Let us know what you think about this.
Otherwise, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Toodles.